Welcome to the Introductions Necessary podcast, a daily introduction to the contributions of women working in STEM fields. Inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame in 2009, Dr. Mildred Cohn faced discrimination not only as a woman, but also a Jewish woman. Told by one of her college professors that studying chemistry was unladylike, she nonetheless earned a degree in the subject in 1931. The economics of the Great Depression had forced the closing of her father's business, and after earning a master's degree from Columbia the next year, she was out of money. Looking for work, she took the civil service exam and was hired by the National Advisory Committee for Aeronautics. Given a position lower than the one she qualified for, she was banned from actual lab work because she was a woman. Frustrated by this limitation, she devised a plan. She would design the experiments, a male coworker would do the actual lab work, and she would analyze the results, which, surprisingly, her supervisor agreed to. After being told that she would never get a promotion, again, due to gender, she left NACA and returned to Columbia. Graduating with a doctorate in physical chemistry in 1938, she started hunting for employment. This proved difficult because many of the ads for work stated that they were only looking for male Christian applicants. She persevered and eventually was hired as a researcher, where she pioneered the use of isotopic tracers to examine the metabolism of sulfur-containing compounds. Cohn spent 20 years as a researcher in university lab settings, making great strides in the use of isotopic oxygen 18, nuclear magnetic resonance, and electron paramagnetic resonance to investigate enzyme metabolism. Using these methods, she was able to make many discoveries about the structure and enzymatic reactions of adenosine 5 triphosphate, known as ATP. This molecule can be used for energy transfer in a cell, and is also found in the process of DNA replication and transcription. Becoming a full professor in 1959 at the University of Pennsylvania, she became the first woman to receive the American Heart Association's Lifetime Career Award 5 years later. She retired in 1982, the same year she was recognized with the highest science award in the U.S., the National Medal of Science. Introductions Necessary is a production of 9-Hour Films. Our music was composed by Kristen Baum. Please visit our website, introductionsnecessary.com, to listen to previous episodes and learn more about the women featured in this program. We would love for you to introduce yourself to us on Patreon. You'll get the latest updates and find out how to support the podcast on patreon.com/9hourfilms. Thank you for listening.